poor old George. He's already got a couple of tries this year. He was trying to chase Thomas, who's got the four tries. So I think that's what the double movement was all about. Apart from that, it was just about a faultless performance from the Rabbitohs on Thursday night.
That second half was brilliant.
Oh, they put everyone on notice again. It would have pleased their coach, Anthony Seibold, who's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. Good
morning, Anthony. Guys.
Yeah, really well. Thanks for joining us. And look, 3 weeks, tough results, three losses, semi-finals around the corner. You needed a response from your team. You got a statement on Thursday night. I'd imagine you were very happy with that.
Yeah, Jimmy, it was a really pleasing performance. I think, as you said, the last couple of performances weren't up to scratch, for varying reasons. I thought we were pretty good against the Roosters there a couple of weeks ago, but we just didn't get the result that we wanted. It was really pleasing. We performed well on Thursday night, and it was a good lead into playing the Storm this weekend.
And Anthony, congratulations, first year in the gig, and you've got your team into equal top going into. Well, we just had Paul McGregor on earlier. I don't know if you heard him, Anthony, but this competition is extraordinary. There's only potentially only 2 points between first and eight. Have you seen a tighter final series potentially than this NRL 2018 finals?
Yeah, no, I haven't. But I think the competition's been really, really close, and I suppose results have sort of indicated that. As I said, I think there's only sort of one or two wins sort of separating the top eight teams. So, yeah, really tight competition. Obviously, watched the Roosters game closely last night against Parra. They were far too good and deserved minor premiers, but it was really close at the top. I think we all finished on equal points. So, tight competition.
It looked like the instructions on Thursday night were, and the fancy stuff came later, but it looked like you sent your forward pack out there to be as physical as they possibly could be, to put a statement to the Tigers and maybe put a statement to the rest of the competition. And they responded in that fashion. Was that right, Anthony?
Yeah, Jimmy, we just spoke about playing with a bit more intent. There's been a little bit of talk, the last two or three weeks, and I thought, it was time for actions. And I think, the guys sort of showed that on Thursday night. And when we play really direct and fight to play the ball from an attacking point of view, we create, a fair bit of momentum for Cookie and those guys to play for the back off. So, our aim was to run with intent and fight hard. We got some momentum and, we got some joy in the second half in particular.
No, it was great to watch in the second half. Anthony, just a quick update. All the Rabbitohs listeners will be desperate to know the latest with Sam Burgess and also just how Greg Inglis has come back and he'll obviously improve with that run as well.
Yeah, so Sammy's had a scan on his hamstring, which was just, I suppose, precautionary. The scan indicated there's no tear, no strain, so he's good to go for Friday or Saturday, whenever we play the Storm next week. He's good to go. As far as Greg's concerned, I think everyone's sort of seen him. He's in really good shape at the moment. He's lost about 10 or 11 kilos since round one. The 7 weeks he had out was obviously tough for us because we want Greg playing in our team. But from a performance and physical point of view, Jared Wade and Paul Devlin, our performance staff, did a tremendous job with Greg. And, he's come back and he's hit the ground running. I think, the last 2 weeks he's been very good for us. And we gave him an early mark on Thursday night, but that was just more to give Homel Hunt an opportunity to play some minutes.
What's he weighing now? You mentioned that. I don't reckon he's weighed this light since about 2006.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, I think he's about 103 kilos at the moment.
Wow.
He was 113 kilos in round one, so he's done a tremendous job to get himself in the condition he's in. And he looks fantastic, he really does. He's in a great place, Greg, and really enjoying his footy. But I just, as I said before, just the way or the shape he's got himself in is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. With a famous club like South Sydney, there's always probably added interest. We just had Paul McGregor on. It's the same for the very famous Red V as well. There's been a lot of noise around the side off the field as well. As a first-year coach, have you found it difficult to put that to one side in preparing your team?
Yeah, Jimmy, it's been pretty easy in some ways as far as, keeping everything away from the team. We've got a good, good way we approach our footy each and every week, from a performance point of view, whether it's a good one or a poor one, we review it. But then we done pretty quickly. We don't dwell on the past because you can't change that. So we have a real next job mentality to our football. As far as, some of the noise outside, outside the team, we don't sort of give it any sort of air or any oxygen. I think it's important to keep focused on what we're doing and what we can control. I think that's really important.
And Anthony, I asked Paul McGregor this earlier. Now we're into the finals. Do you do anything different? Does anything change with what's worked all season for the Rabbitohs?
No, look, I think it's really important that we continue to maintain doing what we're doing, because obviously it works, and we've been really consistent for a large chunk of the year. I've had a couple of hiccups over recent weeks, but we've got ourselves in a really good position because we've got good practices and processes in place during the week, and that transfers to game day for us. So it'd be silly to try and add anything or do anything different, going into our finals. And we'll have a good preparation leading into the Storm game this week, and we're really confident in where we're at and what we can do going forward.
Mm. And just confirming, Jason Clark, 1 from 1 in his goal-kicking career. He is not the backup kicker to Adam Reynolds, right?
No, Jimmy, I think you would have seen him. Mate, Clarky's a legend of the game, and it was Reynolds' idea to give him a kick there at the end, which I really enjoyed, and it was great for Clarky. He's such a tremendous ambassador for our club. I can't think of a better club person that I've been involved with in my time in footy.
Yeah, right.
He's an extraordinary guy, very selfless, and it was a good reward for him to get a kick. And he's 1 from 1, so he's pretty happy about it.
It's 1 from 1, just don't watch the video.
No, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, on Father's Day, mate, I know you'd be busy today as well, and no doubt footy will be a part of that also. Appreciate your time, and good luck for the semi-final series coming up.
Yeah, good on you, Jimmy. Thanks, Ray. Good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Anthony.
There is Anthony Seibold, the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They are really in this competition up to their necks, aren't they? 475, third favourite on the line of betting when you look at the NRL futures tab market.